Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here and that you are listening. I trust that if you are here, it is not by coincidence. It's because the Lord is sovereignly in control of all things. And so he has ordained for you to be here and has ordained for you to listen to this episode. So thank you, Jesus, for the new brother or sister who is across the screen listening. I am super excited. Just as always, I feel like I always say before I come on these episodes that I'm super excited to just be here. But the truth is like, I really am excited. I'm really excited to do the work of the Lord, to do the work that he's called me to do, to have other people that the Lord is leading to be here, because it just shows his faithfulness and just, you know, growing this podcast, that he's bringing people to the kingdom, that he's using me, just all things that he is doing with this and in the midst of this is just such a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of. So I really am always excited. But anyway, so if you haven't listened, the very first season, I talked all about grace. It was all about the free gift that God has given us, which is grace. And then this season has been about the effects of sin. There was so many good points that we had hit on, speaking about the effects of sin. You know, there's psychological, there's emotional, there's physical effects that we will face, when we engage in certain sins, right? So it was definitely, you know, if you haven't listened to those episodes, I highly suggest that you do. There's kind of an order in which the Lord is going with these episodes. So if you haven't, you know, it's okay if you listen to this one out of order, that's okay. But I also do highly suggest that you listen to the other episodes once again before this, because you'll see that there's a pattern that is happening with what the Lord is doing, right? And so with this episode, we're going to be talking all about the spiritual warfare and the spiritual influence that leads up to sin and the spiritual battle that is currently taking place. You know, it's a constant battle that we're in. The battle is, you know, is going to happen until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And so it's so important to understand the war and the battle that we are in, to be able to have discernment and to see the signs of these things that are taking place right before our eyes every single day, that we would be able to have the full armor of God, that we would be able to be equipped, right? It is just so important that we have to be guarded at all times, right? So with that being said, we're going to dive super deep into this today. And I really, you know, before we do that, we always have to go to the Lord in prayer. We always have to. And especially with any topic of spiritual warfare, you already know that in itself, there is going to be warfare there. There is going to be a battle there. I've definitely have had times ever since I've started this podcast, that every time that I've been speaking, if it's anything talking about the enemy or just anything about Jesus at all, you know, the enemy does not want it to be said. So I've definitely had my own battle in sharing a lot of these things. So with that being said, we are going to go before the Lord and, you know, humbly ask him to take over this episode, that he would have his way with this episode. I always say that this is the Lord's platform. This is not my platform. And so with that being said, we have to invite the Holy Spirit to just have his way with it. And yeah, we also have to cover this podcast in prayer, cover this episode in prayer, that the Lord would cover his words in prayer, because the enemy, once again, is going to come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he is very predictable, so we can already expect that. And so with that being said, let's go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just come before you, Lord God, very humbly, and I just want to thank you for this day, God. I thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we would be reconciled back to you, Lord Jesus, and that we would have a relationship with you, that we'd be able to come to know you, Lord God, so intimately and just so personally, Lord God, and just to know your goodness in this fallen, evil, wicked world. You are the one good thing, and so I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us this peace, Lord God, that you died to give us this peace, Lord God. You literally came and you died to give us an abundant life, but also just a peace of mind. You are just so good, and we just thank you for who you are and your character. This just shows us just who you are and your goodness. And so I thank you for this, Lord God. I just pray for the brother and sister who is across the screen, Lord God, who is listening, any season that they are currently in, where they are facing any adversity, any testing or trial, Lord God, I pray that you would give them strength by your Spirit, Lord God, that in their weakness, that your strength would be shown, Lord God, that you would get the glory, Lord God, that they would submit to you and reach new levels in their faith, Lord God, in their submission to you, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would comfort them in the midst of the fire, Lord God, in the midst of all of these sufferings and things that we are facing. We are in a constant spiritual battle. There is always going to be something that we are dealing with in every single season. So I just pray that they would find their hope and their peace in you and in you alone, Jesus, because you are the only thing that is good. You are the only one that can bring us out of these things that we are currently facing. And so I just pray that you would equip us, Lord God, and give us endurance. Help us, strengthen us, Lord God. Use everything that the enemy meant for harm for our good. We already know that you have already done that. It's in your word, and you have already said that, Lord God. So we can trust in you and that you are faithful to do what you have said and what you have called us to do, Lord God. And so I just thank you for all of this. I also want to pray, Lord God, that you would just cover this podcast and this episode specifically, Lord God, under your protection. Keep it under your wing, Lord Jesus, in the shadow of your wings, Lord God. I pray that you would just have your way with this episode, that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just fully take over, Holy Spirit. Let it be none of me and all of you, that you would speak directly to the brother or sister who is across the screen. Let them hear everything that it is that you want to share and everything that you want to say to them, Lord God. I pray that this would deeply resonate with each and every one of us, Lord God. Let it resonate, Lord God. We know that there are spiritual truths that are constantly, your word is eternal, so these things are constantly happening. They are still taking place, and even right now. So I pray that it would resonate very deeply within us, Lord God, that we would all just have a deep understanding of your word and of the truth and just of this world, Lord God, and the spiritual battle that we are in. I pray, Lord Jesus, that by the authority given to me in your name, that you would bind and rebuke the enemy and any of his plots and schemes to try to hinder this podcast, to try to delay me from trying to delay me speaking, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would bind and rebuke him. And I silence and I deafen him right now in the name of Jesus. Any weapon that is formed against this episode will not prosper in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray all of these things and I ask all of these things, Lord God, in your precious, holy, and mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. So that was a struggle to even pray that. I normally don't really even have any struggle at all with praying. So I definitely, we definitely have to ask the Lord to help us and to guide this podcast. I always say that this is the Lord's platform. This is not mine. And so this is fully God's. This is fully the Lord's. And the Lord knows that. I'm just here being obedient to him. And so with that being said, we have to pray that the Holy Spirit would have his way with it. We have to pray that this is covered under the protection, because anything that is of God, the enemy wants to destroy. Anything that's of God, the enemy wants to destroy. Okay, so anyways, let's get back to it. So the title, or I don't know what the title is going to be yet. It's going to be something along the lines of the spiritual warfare and battle with sin that leads up to sin, right? The influence that is behind sin, right? So let's go ahead and we're going to start off with Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 2. And it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." Okay. So we know that when we are saved and that when we are walking with Christ, right? When we're now walking with the Lord, when we have been made new, right? So when we are saved and we are given salvation, the Lord gives us his spirit, right? Which is the Holy Spirit that dwells and lives within us, right? And we are also given a new heart. The Lord will also put a new heart within us so that we are in all a new creation in Christ, right? It's because the Lord literally creates us to be new. Okay. And so when we are given, so the Holy Spirit, right, is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was obedient, right, to the point of death on the Christ cross, right? So he came and did the work that we couldn't do, meaning that when we couldn't be obedient to God, right, because we rebelled against God in sin, Jesus Christ came and he was obedient to the point of death, that he would give us his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, right? Which is a spirit of obedience. Okay. So I just want to say that, because I'm probably going to be saying that the spirit of obedience a lot, just to give context and understanding for everything else that we're going to be talking about in this episode. But so in context with this verse in particular, right? So we read about how when we are, before we are saved, so this verse in itself is a description of before our salvation and what our life looked like before we were saved, before we had an encounter with the Lord, before we started walking with Jesus, right? So once again, you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. You once walked in sin, okay? Following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Okay, so when you are living in the world, right, you're a son of disobedience, you are following the course of this world, you are following the prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air, to be very clear, is Satan and these demonic principalities that are in this world, okay? This is a spiritual battle, okay? When you were walking in the world, okay, and this is regardless of whatever side you are on, whether you are walking with the enemy or whether you are walking with the Lord, there is a battle that is there, okay? But you don't enter the battle until you decide to start walking with the Lord, okay? So I just want to go ahead and put that out there. So when you are dead in your sins and in your trespasses, right, you're following the course of this world, you're following the prince of the power of the air. That means you are following, if you are following the course of this world, it is because the ruler of this world is Satan himself. Okay, so if you are influenced by the world and the world's agendas, right? So we're gonna go ahead and say that when you're following the course of this world, the agendas of this world, right? You are following Satan, and it's because Satan is the ruler of this world. Okay, Jesus Christ was not of this world. Okay, I believe he says that in one of these verses too. I'm gonna look it up. John 8:23 says, but he continued, you are from below, I am from above, you are of this world, I am not of this world. Okay, this is what Jesus said, I am not of this world. Okay, so we have to understand that when we are following Jesus, it is, you are not following this world. The ruler of this world is Satan himself. Okay, is Satan himself. He is the prince of the power of the air. He is the prince of this world. Okay, so once we have an understanding of, you know, who is the ruler of this world, we're going to start to see that he has the influence of this world. The entire world is under the influence of Satan, okay? It's not under the control of Satan. You know, the Lord does allow him to have certain powers, right, of this world. But the real ruler of this world and the one true Lord, I'm having a lot of battle with this. A lot. You have to help me. You have to help me, Lord. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke any single demonic spirit that is here trying to delay me, trying to delay this word from coming forth. I repudiate any demonic spirit that is here, any spirit of lust, Jezebel, any spirit of Leviathan, Python, any spirit of Leviathan, any spirit of Ahab, any spirit of disobedience, I bind and I rebuke all of you in the name of Jesus. Any monitoring spirit that is here, any spirit that is trying to cause delay, I repudiate you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you from trying to silence me, from trying to deafen me, from trying to keep me from this, from trying to come up between me and this episode from coming to pass. The Lord Jesus Christ will have his way, will have his way with this episode. I will sit here and I will fight. I rebuke you. You must flee. In the name of Jesus Christ, you must flee. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus Christ, I refuse you and you must leave. You must flee in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I know that you're here. I know that you're with me. I know that you see the current battle that is currently happening, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would decrease my flesh, increase in your spirit, Lord God. Take over this podcast, Lord God. I pray that you would remove any demonic spirit that is currently here trying to come up against this podcast, trying to attack me, Lord God, trying to keep me stuck and stagnant, Lord God, from moving forward, from finding the words and things that I need to say in order to reach your people. I rebuke all of them in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you would remove them all, Lord God. You are way, you're in my weakness, your strength is shown, Lord God. So I just pray that by your strength, they would be removed, that in your strength, you would give me the words, Lord God, that you would use me, that I'm just a vessel for you, Lord Jesus, that I am nobody, Lord God. Let it be none of me and all of you, Lord God. Decrease my flesh so low, Lord God, and increase in your spirit so much, Lord Jesus. Fully take over, Lord God. Remove all distractions, all delay, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. I am so sorry, but this is just the reality of the battle, and so this is what this is going to look like a lot of the times, and I think this is what the Lord is ultimately teaching me also, to be prepared for what I'm going to be taking on in this podcast, in the episodes moving forward. I'm not even kidding you guys. The Lord is leading me to do this, okay? So this episode in particular, the Lord has led me to talk about, okay? And so I already know, and the Lord, I've had such a blessed day. Like, the Lord has just been blessing me today, and he's drawn me so near and close to, like, himself today. I've just been able to experience his love so close today. And so this is not coincidental that all of a sudden I'm not having the words. Like, this is just insane. This is literally, the enemy will try to silence us. He will try to silence us when we're speaking the truth. I bind and I rebuke any demonic spirit that is currently here in the name of Jesus. You must flee. Get out. In Jesus' name, get out. Sorry, guys. Third time's a charm. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind and I rebuke every single demonic spirit that is currently here, trying to hinder, trying to delay, trying to keep me stagnant, trying to silence me. I bind and I rebuke every single demonic spirit that is here. I cast you out right now in the name of Jesus, that you must flee and leave this room. You must leave me alone. You must leave this podcast. This podcast is protected under the word of God, and he will have his way with this episode. You have no authority over me. I have authority over you, and so you must flee. In Jesus' name, I pray all of this, and I seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys. It is a real battle. It is a real battle. All right, so let's get into it now. All right. So I'm telling you guys that the enemy will try to keep us silent. Okay, he does not want these words from going forward. He does not want us to speak the truth. He doesn't want it to be spread, to be shared. Because the thing is when we are sharing the word of God, right? It's the truth, okay? So for those who hear it, their ears, their minds, their eyes, they're gonna be opened, okay? And because the word of God cuts like a sword, okay? It pierces. And so it cuts between flesh and spirit, okay? And so when people hear the word of God, because it is the truth, people start to see the truth. They will start to see it. They'll start to see the enemy and his plans against them and his plots and his schemes. They'll be able to see the spiritual battle that we are currently in, Okay, the enemy does not want other people to know what his agenda is, to know what how he operates, to know how he moves. Because the thing is if we know how he moves, then we know how to fight against him, right? Because we know our discernment will be strengthened, where we're going to have an understanding of, okay, well, this is how the enemy moves. This is a sign of the enemy. This is an attack from the enemy. The enemy is fighting with me right now. You know, we'll be able to discern that. And because we'll be able to discern that, and the Lord gives us authority over him, we'll be able to remove him. We'll be able to remove him, just like I just removed him right now. He's gone, but he was here. Anyways, so yeah, the enemy does not want these episodes from going forth. He is really attacking it. He is really battling, okay? This is not something that is just for, you know, like, this is just a real thing. Like, I cannot, words cannot even really explain it. The word of God can. My words cannot explain it, how real and how intense this battle is. Anyways, with that being said, let's just go ahead and rewind to the beginning of this episode, because the Lord is going to slowly take over and go in the order and the flow of which he wants to. So, we are talking about the spiritual warfare and the influence that is behind our decisions to sin, okay? And so in order to understand, you know, in the beginning of this season, we started talking about the effects of sin, right? Which is the after effects of sin, right? But now I kind of want to look into the spiritual warfare that leads up to sin, right? The influence, the demonic influence that leads us to sin. So there are times where we fall into sin, and it was because we were enticed by our own flesh, right? So the flesh is completely opposite from the spirit, right? The spirit and the flesh are opposites. They don't mix. So the spirit, which is the spirit of obedience, is gonna, because the Holy Spirit, Jesus's spirit, was aka the spirit of obedience. Jesus was obedient to the point of death on the cross, where now when he died and he gave us his spirit, which is once again the spirit of obedience, we are now able to be obedient by his spirit. It's never because of us, it's because of Jesus within us, right? Okay, so because the spirit and the flesh are opposites, the flesh never wants to be obedient, okay? The flesh wants to rebel against God, period. Okay, in the flesh, there was nothing that we could ever do to come into relationship with the Lord. And this is the reason why the Lord had to come and do it for us, that we would be able to come into relationship with him. Okay, so I just want to point that out. That's very, very important. A lot of people will have an understanding of, oh, I decided to start reading. I decided to start praying. I decided to start, following God on my own, but it's never in our strength. Nobody can come to the Father unless the Father draws them first. Okay. So if you are starting to walk with God, it's because the Holy Spirit is leading you to in that direction. Okay. It's never because of our own doing. And so because the spirit and the flesh are opposites, right? The flesh wants to go off, wants to rebel against God, right? And so when people are hearing the word of God, right, it's piercing through, where they're starting to hear, they're almost convicted, right? And this is why it's so important to give the word of God gently to those who have not heard it, because when we are sharing the word of God, it cuts like a knife, where people are convicted and they're like, oh my gosh, you are either one side or the other. You're either walking with God or you're not. Okay. And so when people hear the word of God, it's very clear to see that I am in right standing with God or I am not in right standing with God. Okay. So with that being said, there is a reason why there's a lateral battle with this, from these words that are coming out of me, because the enemy is fighting me 100% on getting these words out, but the Lord is helping me to speak, praise God. Anyways, and so I want to share a verse. So this is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, and it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." Okay, so I want to say that when we were, now that we are walking with Christ, we know that when we are walking with Christ, that we are made new, okay, that we are new in Christ. He literally creates us to be a new creation. So the Lord will give us his spirit, right, which is once again the spirit of obedience, and he will also give us a new heart where we are new creations in Christ, okay, where we are dead to sin and alive in Christ, okay? versus being dead to Christ and alive and in sin. That is no longer what that is, right? When we decide to walk with the Lord. Anyways, so I just want to preface and say that when we are, so when you, before we were ever saved, or if you are somebody who is, you know, just starting your faith walk, right? Before, when you are trying to follow the ways of this world, right? We have to understand that the prince of the air, right? Which the prince of the power of the air, which is the prince of this world, which is Satan. Just very clearly, this is Satan, okay? He is the one that has an influence of this world, okay? That when you are in sin and you're following the course of this world, because you are following the course of this world, you are following the ruler of this world, the one who is behind the agenda of this world, which is Satan himself, okay? So all of these things are explained right here in this verse. You know, it's very clear. It's not, this is not just my own, you know, understanding of what this is. This is exactly what the Word of God says, that in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Okay, so this is the thing too. So we know that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of obedience, but there's also a spirit that, you know, the battle isn't between flesh and blood. It's because these demonic spirits, what you literally have witnessed in the beginning of this episode, if you watch that, the attack that I was getting in the middle of me speaking, the enemy just does not want me to speak. So it's a constant battle, okay? But one thing I will say is that, so Lord, this is crazy. This is crazy. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke all of these demonic spirits that are currently here trying to cause delay. Everybody who's trying to, any demonic spirit that is here trying to silence me, trying to hold my tongue, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Give me the language, give me the words. Lord Jesus, you've already instilled it within me by your spirit, Lord God. Remove all distraction, all delay. Remove the enemy. It is over. You must flee. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You must leave right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so following the prince of the power of the air, the son that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Okay, so when we are, when the Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ gave, because the Lord, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, you must leave, you must flee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be quite specific, you must flee. I bind and I rebuke and I repudiate every single demonic spirit that is here. Any demonic spirit that is under the sound of my voice, any monitoring spirit that is here, any deceiving spirit, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You must get out right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, so the enemy is the ruler of this world, okay? He is the one that is that has influence over this world. This entire world is under the influence of Satan, which is the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, okay? We know that the battle is not between flesh and blood, okay? It's between these demonic principalities. It's all of these demonic spirits that are in this present dark world, okay? And so the spirit that is at work in the sons of disobedience, okay, this is talking about those who are not walking with Christ. So you are either, once again, you're either walking with the Lord or you're not. For those who are not walking with the Lord or are not walking with the Lord yet, they are under the influence of Satan, where Satan, because Satan has influenced them, right, where they're following the course of this world, Satan is able to use them, okay? So just as the Lord, when he gives us his Holy Spirit, he uses us, right? He uses us to bring other people to the kingdom by his spirit. It's the same thing. The enemy is a copycat spirit. He's not a creator. He's a destroyer. So he's going to do the same thing. So by his spirit, by his demonic spirit, he's going to operate in the sons of disobedience, right? It's because he is the spirit of disobedience. He's not the spirit of obedience. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of obedience because he is a spirit of disobedience. He is going to operate in the sons of disobedience, okay? And he's going to use these people in the same way that Christ uses us to bring other people to the kingdom. He is going to use other people to influence them to bring people to the darkness. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. He will try to gather as many souls as he possibly can. So in the same way that Jesus gives us his spirit and, you know, now we're saved, we are in a battle. So now the Lord's like, okay, you're saved. You enter the battle. Now I'm going to use you for my kingdom. Okay. Yes, there's going to be blessings and you're going to have an abundant life and all the things that are going to come with it, right? Because now you're free from sin, right? But you enter the battle. Okay. There's a constant battle, whether you're walking with God or you're not. Okay. When you're walking with God, you enter the battle because now you are a threat to the enemy where you're being attacked, right? Just as I was right now, where now you're being attacked because the enemy doesn't want you to bring more and more people to the kingdom. He doesn't want you to bring more people to the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want people to hear that their minds would be open, that their eyes would be open, that they would have spiritual insight. He doesn't want anybody to know of how he moves, how he operates, because if we understand that, we'll be able to discern and know the signs of his agenda, right? And his plans and his influence leading up to sin, where we'll be able to turn away from all of those things, right? He doesn't want that, okay? So there's a reason why you get attacked when you start to walk with God, when you're starting to speak the truth, and it's because he does not want to, he wants to delay you. He wants to stop you from bringing other people to the kingdom. You are now a threat, okay? So that's the battle on when you start walking with Christ versus when you are a son of disobedience, because you're not walking with the Lord, right? You're with the enemy. The enemy is you're allowing the enemy to operate and to work within you, right? You're not a threat to him. He knows he has a hold on you. Okay. So now he's just going to try to use you to bring other people to the kingdom, right? To influence other people, right? So just as the enemy, once you're following the course of this world, you're following the influence of this world, so the ways of this world, right? That are ultimately you're accepted by the world, right? You're not a threat. You're not a threat. Okay, you're not doing anything different from anybody else. You're walking with the world. You're doing everything that the world is doing, right? You're a follower. You're a follower. You're not a leader. Okay, so when you're following and you're allowing the enemy to operate you and to literally use you, right? So just as the Holy Spirit works within us, it's the same thing where these demonic spirits will work within other people, okay? And so they're under a different type of battle. They're under the battle of where they're trapped and they need a way out, okay? So they're being used by the enemy. So they're getting attacks in their own ways by the enemy, right? The enemy will attack their mind and, you know, he might give them certain things here and there to be like, okay, just to kind of like breadcrumb them and be like, hey, like, I'm going to give you a little bit of this. If you stay with me, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you that. But it's always temporary pleasure. It's never anything that is fulfilling, okay? Which ultimately leads them in a cycle and it leads you deeper and deeper. You actually start to decline where you're following him deeper into sin to the point where there's no escape. And now the only way that you can escape is when the Lord Jesus Christ comes and saves you, okay? So this is what I mean by it's never your own doing. When you're so deep into sin, the only way out is never in your own strength and never in your own doing. It's only by the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why it's so important that the Word of God is shared, because people need to hear about the Word of God and the truth, because this is the only way that they would be able to come to salvation. There are people who are in the world right now suffering in their sins because they're being attacked by Satan. The enemy is literally using them, right? Which we have never given the enemy any power or authority over us. You know, we never allowed the enemy to, you know, I didn't give you my body for you to come and use me. No, right? So this is so important. This just gives me almost like a righteous anger, because to see people who are so deep in sin, knowing that they are also like a victim, right? And not always a victim. I don't want to say that, because a lot of it is we also choose to go away from God, right? Some of it is off the decisions that we choose. But also, you know, when you have an understanding of the enemy, he knows when people are vulnerable. He knows he has studied humanity since the beginning of time. And so the enemy is wise. He also knows like, I'm going to tell this person to do this. I'm going to tell this person that, because if I know what I study them, I know what they want. I know what their heart's desire is because I hear them speak. I monitor them. And because I monitor them, I know that all I have to do is tell them this and I got them right where I want them because that's exactly what they want. So the enemy is going to try to give you quick gratification. That's what he is, okay? The Lord, right? The Holy Spirit teaches us patience, right? The enemy doesn't do that. He doesn't want to teach you patience. And he knows humans in the flesh, we are, you know, we want things now. We want things now and in our timing. We don't want to wait on the Lord and the Lord's timing. So he's very... He's behind quick gratification. He is behind all of that, where he just wants to give you exactly what your heart desires right then and there, because if he can do that, okay, and it's never going to be good, even if it feels good temporarily, he knows that it's going to lead you into other things, okay? So it's little by little. Once again, he's going to breadcrumb you. He's like, okay, I'm going to give her this right now, because later on, I'm going to give her this, and it's going to lead her further away from God and further, okay? So just as there's, when you're walking with the Lord, there is blessings for your obedience. So little by little, each time you are being obedient, the Lord is going to bless you. There's blessings for your obedience. If you read it in Deuteronomy, I believe 28, there's blessings for your obedience. Little by little, with each instruction the Lord gives you, he's paving the way for you, right? To walk down the narrow road by his instruction. But he's also paving the way that you would receive abundance and life and blessings and promises and all of the things that he has for you, right? We know that the Lord has good plans for us, right? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So we know that the Lord has good plans for us, and the enemy doesn't want us to reach that. So in the same way, where the Lord will give us instruction little by little, it's the same thing with the enemy. He will give us things little by little, but to keep us from our blessings, because he's keeping us from God. He's having us go in the opposite direction. He's not having us go down the narrow road. He's not having us do that, okay? So the enemy knows exactly what to tell people, okay? He knows exactly how to influence people to make certain decisions, okay? Because he also studies and knows their heart's desire, okay? So this is why it's important to discern and to have an understanding of, you know, the spirits, right? We have to discern, is this of the Holy Spirit or is this of a different spirit? Because the thing is if there's only one Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit. Any other spirit outside of that is not of God, is of Satan, okay? So we have to discern. There are many spirits, but which spirit is giving me this blessing? Is this from God or is this from the enemy? If this is from the enemy, you're going to see that. Maybe not right now. It's going to be temporary gratification, right? It's going to be temporary. It's going to be pleasing temporarily. But you're going to see that within time, there's going to be no fruit, that it's going to be dead, that there's going to be curses, right? Because there are curses for your disobedience. I believe that's also in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 28. There's curses for your disobedience. So you're going to see that the things, and it's not because of God, okay? It's because, again, the spirit of disobedience, there's the spirit that operates in the sons of disobedience. That's the enemy, that's Satan, okay? So you're going to see that if you're getting these blessings, right, which are curses, you're actually exchanging blessings from God for curses. When you are receiving these certain things that you may think are, wow, this is amazing, wow, this is great, you're going to start to see that it's going to lead you down a rabbit hole, that you're going to start to see the effects of it, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like, now I'm suffering all of these different things. And why am I facing all of these things? I thought this was from God. It was not from God, okay? Because you'll know that when you're walking with God, right, you're going to see the fruit of your work and the things that God is doing in your life. You're going to see the evidence of that because it's going to continuously grow, right? So the Lord is life. God is life, the source of life, right? So when something is from the Lord, you're going to see that it's fruitful because it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to go up. It's not going to take you down, okay? When something is of the enemy, it's going to go up for a second, and then it's going to take you down really fast. Like he's going to make it feel good for a moment just to have you right where he wants you. And then bam, right in the rabbit hole you go. Falling into sin you go. You're in a trap where there's no way out, once again, but by seeking the Lord, okay? So this is so important to understand. The enemy and his plans against us, right? So just once again, Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord has plans to prosper us. If the Lord has plans to prosper us, to give us blessings for our obedience, what does the enemy have planned through our disobedience? Okay, plans to hinder us from our blessing, plans to delay us from our blessings, plans to keep us stuck in sin, which you will face the effects of sin, which are psychological, physical, emotional effects. Some of us are dealing with anxiety, depression, fear, doubt, worry, sickness. Some sins lead into sickness, right? So some sins lead to disease, literally. So when you have to see that when you are disobedient, you are going to have all these effects. And this is where the enemy wants you. He wants to delay you in keeping you from living an abundant life that Jesus literally died for. Jesus came and died to give you all of those things. Like, Jesus came to die to give you those blessings, to give you an abundant life, to bring you out of those effects and those psychological effects, all of those different things, right? There are some things that we suffer because of sin that we can't rid of until the Lord gives us new bodies, right? So we know, like, with some sins, there are diseases and there are sicknesses and there are things that we are going to have. Okay, so I feel very led to talk about it, but with sexual sin, you know, the Lord says that sex is designed for one man and for one woman under the context of marriage, right? And this is for protection, because outside of that, you are opening up yourself to, you know, diseases, and it's just the truth. So when you are opening up yourself to diseases in this way, you know, this is never what the Lord wanted, but we are not, even when we are saved and we come to God, if there is a certain disease that, you know, somebody is dealing with because of sexual sin, they're not going to be able to, you know, be fully relieved of that until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and until we receive our new bodies, right, in heaven. So there are some effects that we still deal with even after sin, but Jesus died so that we would live a more abundant life. The most abundant life, the life, is going to be eternal life in heaven with him. Okay, that's the life that we look forward to. This life is just telling us and helping us discern and to see where we're going to be going. Okay, so in that sense, we have to be able to understand that, right? Because this life is all just basically a test. We'll say a test. This life is a test to see, you know, are you choosing God or are you choosing the enemy? Are you choosing God or are you choosing a life apart from God? Okay. Just so that we would have an understanding of why we are going where we're going when we die, you know, or when the Lord returns. Anyways, so the enemy would want to keep you in this constant cycle of just battle over and over and over again. And Jesus came and died that we would have a more abundant life, right? So yeah. So talking about like the sexual immorality and the sin within that self, that this is just an example of the harm that is done to our bodies when we are being disobedient, right? Because once again, it's designed for marriage, for one man and one woman under the context of marriage. So outside of that, you face the effects. Okay. God, the Lord's like, okay, I'm going to give you free will, whether you want to be obedient and listen to me. That's your choice, but you're going to see why you should have listened to me. Okay. Because God is good, right? So when the Lord will allow us to exercise free will ultimately so that we can see how, oh my gosh, the sin is horrible. It has affected me. It has hurt me. Now, Lord, I'm going to seek you in your way because your way is going to be the way that protects me and that's going to keep me from harm. So the enemy, the influence of the enemy is his number one thing. The thing is he plays off of our emotions. He plays off of our heart's desires. Okay. So he will, just as the Lord knows our deep heart desires, when we speak about it, the enemy will know our heart's desires as well, because there are monitoring spirits who are monitoring us, who are listening to try to, you know, take what they can to kind of, once again, use it for their own agenda, for his own plan. Right. So the enemy will, use our heart's desire to actually influence us to take those breadcrumbs. Okay. So going back all the way into the beginning of time with Eve, right? Before there was even sin, we can see the spiritual battle that was there and the influence of the enemy leading up to Eve's sin, right? And eventually Adam's sin. Okay. So the Lord had given them the instruction, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in that day you will surely die. That's the instruction. That was the protection. Do not eat because you will die. I'm telling you what not to do. And because I love you, I'm going to tell you the effects of it. Because if you do it, you will die. Okay, you will die. That was the effects of it, right? We're not going to get into that whole side of it. We're going to get into the enemy side of it. So the enemy knew that if he was going to speak to them, right, and if he could influence them to think that they were going to benefit from going against God, that they were going to go for that, right, instead of waiting for God for other things that God had for them, right, instead of submitting to God's way and God's will and God's plan, right? So the enemy was telling Eve, you know, it's not that the Lord doesn't want you to eat of that. It's just that he doesn't want you to gain wisdom. He doesn't want you to become like him. He knows that your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to be more powerful. You're going to be more this. You're going to be more that, right? This is exactly what the lies that the enemy was telling Eve. And Eve, being deceived, believed him and thought, okay, well, I'm going to benefit in this way. I can get all of this right now and I don't have to listen to God. I don't have to listen to God and I'm going to get more wisdom and my eyes are going to be opened and I'm going to experience a different life. I'm going to do it. And so she goes, and that's where she brings it to her husband, and they both fell into sin, right? So this is just extremely important, because this is the tactic of the enemy nowadays, is that he will influence us to make certain decisions. He will also play off of our heart's desire, right? He monitors us to see, like, okay, so-and-so, they really desire to make music. They desire to make music, right? So, and because they desire to make music, I'm going to go ahead and tell them, this is the way to make music. You have to, the way to grow quick in the industry is to sing about these things, to sing about lust, to sing about sex, to sing about money. This is exactly how you're going to grow so quickly, instead of doing it for God. Because God, if you have a desire to make music, right, God has his own plan for that. It's just in his timing. But the enemy's going to tell you, no, well, you can do it right now if you do it my way, which ultimately keeps you, once again, he's going to breadcrumb you, give you the things that you want, so that little by little, he's going to have a hold on you and have you right where he wants you, that you're in a never-ending loop and cycle of just torment and trauma and anxiety and depression and all of these other things that you're going to be battling, right? It's so crazy. The little things, that you would think are harmless, the enemy will use for his own agenda. He will use to harm us. The things that you would think are harmless, the enemy can use to harm you. Okay, so this is a very real battle. This is a very, very real battle. There is no other battle like this battle. And that is the truth. But yeah, so there is a constant warfare that is constantly being, faced. And I'm going to upload all of this, all of everything that was recorded on this episode. I'm going to upload every single thing, not going to leave a single thing out, because I want you guys to see, if you watched in the beginning of this, if you didn't fast forward, there was a lot of times the enemy was trying to keep me from speaking this, okay? There is, you know, when the Lord is moving and the Lord is speaking, the enemy will try to silence him. Okay. This is the reason why when Jesus came, they killed him. They killed him because they wanted to silence him, because he was speaking the truth. And once again, when you hear the truth, it cuts like a knife. It's very convicting. Okay. Where it's just going to cut and people are going to hear. People come to salvation by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Okay. So when people hear, they come to a faith, they repent, they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they repent and they receive the Holy Spirit and they're saved when the Lord saves them, right? So the enemy does not want us to even speak. This is why the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So when Jesus came and he's speaking the truth, right? This is the reason why he was killed, okay? He was killed, he was an innocent man, a pure man, a holy man, right? And he was killed for speaking the truth. Okay, so you're going to see that the same thing when the enemy, you know, he does not want the word of God to be spoken. So he will come to silence. He will come to try to kill, steal, and destroy. He will try to cause delay and to hinder us. He will try to hinder this episode and from these words from being spoken. So the battle is very, very constant. And yeah. I'm leaving all of this on here just so that everyone can see what it is that the Lord is doing in this podcast, so that they can also see what the enemy is doing, because I feel like this episode in itself is an example of the battle. So thank you, Satan, for coming and showing the real battle that this word was all about to begin with. Like, you're an idiot. And this is what and this is what I mean by the Lord's will be done. You see what I mean? Like, it's not coincidental. Like, and this, I just trust God so much, because it's like, it's not coincidental that even in the midst of this episode where I'm talking about spiritual warfare, that there ends up being spiritual warfare. Like, this in itself is not just for you guys who are listening on the other side of the screen, but this was also for me. This is also to show people that what spiritual warfare looks like. This is what it looks like when you are trying to speak and share the truth of God, that there is an actual battle that is there. So the Lord allowed, you know, thank you, Jesus, because the Lord even allowed me to be attacked in the beginning of this episode. If you witness that, the Lord allowed me to be attacked in the beginning of this episode so that we would be able to see the warfare. Like, praise God. There, I'm telling you, when you have an understanding of God and how the Lord is sovereign over all things, there is like literally a peace and a comfort that just makes no sense, because it's like, it doesn't even matter what Satan can do for a moment. Like, God was in control of it. God was in control of it. He allowed for it to happen right now in this timing, that people would be able to see the spiritual warfare, the effects, what it looks like when you actually enter the battle, and that people would be able to see the present war that we are currently in. So also, if you're somebody who knows me, you know that once I start speaking about God, I can just go on a ramble over and over and over, and the words just come like over and over and over. Not because of me, because of the Holy Spirit, right? But I just have there's a passion to speak about Christ in this way that it takes over. And so you know that I don't really get stuck on my words. And when the enemy was coming in the beginning of this episode, you can definitely see that there is a hindrance there. Like, there was a delay in my words. Like, he had my tongue. He was the one that had a hold on me from speaking certain truths. So with that being said, the enemy loses. You see, he lost because, like, God still had his way with it. Like, praise God. All right, you guys. I'm going to let you guys go. Have a blessed, blessed day. I look forward to speaking to you guys the next time the Lord releases me. But I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Till next time. Bye. God bless.